we all made it here safely through the snow and everything. And I think that we've all been safe this week dealing with all of it. And I just ask that you please send your spirit to be with us this morning. Please be with this service and with the speaker, and that you'll speak through them. And please bless all this money, that it'll go towards your work. And I thank you for all the many blessings that you've given us. And in Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen.
You in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is all that we come here to worship. And our love for Him, I hope, is the inspiration for our service here this morning. I'm going to change the scripture reading. I'm going through 103 this morning, and I decided that Psalm 100 is much better. So if you're reading right along with me, why, Psalm 100 will be the one I'm going to be using. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth for generations. Thank you.
Shall we bow our heads? Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for this day and thankful for your many blessings. We pray that your Spirit will be here with us this day, and we pray that you be with our speaker, and pray that pray and ask these things in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
The hymns I have chosen this morning are favorites of my own. And like many of the hymns we have in our hymnal, they are actually prayers to the Lord, much like the Psalms of David. Number 25 will be our hymn here first this morning. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Number 25.
This morning I'm going to be taking my scripture reading from 3 Nephi 5, chapter 5, verse 11 and 12. And behold, I'm sorry, skip down a line there. And it came to pass that he stretched forth his hand and spake unto the people, saying, Behold, I am Jesus Christ, of whom the prophets testify should come unto this world. And behold, I am the light and the life of the world. I have drunk out of that bitter cup which the Father hath given me, and have glorified the Father in taking upon me the sins of the world, in the which I have suffered the will of the Father in all things from the beginning. May God add his blessing to this reading of his word.
Good
Son-in-law, and I'm very happy that he was able to bring the ministry of music this morning. Father, today I'm going to be talking to you about my favorite subject, and that's God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to be talking to you about the love that they have for us, and some of the things that we as a people need to do to be able to bring about the cause of Zion upon this earth. I would like to start out in 2 Peter 1 through 4, 4 through 8. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the purpose of the divine nature as mentioned in 2 Peter. That diligence, faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. This is the creative desire that God would have of us so that we should be able to fulfill in our lives, that we might be able to grow in and after His likeness. Throughout our lives, we have all had godly experiences, and they help us to grow in God's likeness. Such as some of the things that we have just covered. What God is seeking to accomplish with us are things that cannot be done in a day or in a single experience. That's because we are always growing in His understanding and the things that God wants from us. That's why we should never rest the scriptures. We should always keep our scriptures on hand and never keep them hid. We should keep them out to where they are always readily available at a moment's notice, so that we can look and see what God has for us and what He wants us to do in our lives, and to be able to share one with another. He gave us light, the scriptures, so that we might be able to see what we need to do to improve our lives and to become more like Him. For God is all-knowing, as we find in Matthew 6:8. For your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. He needs and wants us to take that step to ask Him of our own free will. He wants us to earnestly seek Him. And when we do, we find Him. God never lets us down. If anything, we let ourselves down, and we let others down by going ahead with our own ideas or whatever makes us happy. But God doesn't let us down. He's always there for us. But there's no feeling like the one that you get when you are able to do something that is pleasing unto the Lord our God. There's nothing like that feeling that you get of when you can talk with someone else about the scriptures or about what he has done in your life and what he does for us. There's no feeling of the happiness that comes to you. There is a letter that I came across that uses many of the scriptures that compiles the letter from God. It may not say exactly what God has spoken to us in the scriptures, but it gives you the idea of what he was saying. And listening to it, see if you can pick out those things throughout the scriptures of what the Lord has said to us many times and has spoken to us. My child, you may not know me, but I know everything about you. I know when you sit down and when you rise up. I am familiar with all your ways. Even the very hairs on your head are numbered. For you were made in my image. In me you live and move and have your being. For you are my offspring. I knew you even before you were conceived. I chose you when I planned creation. You were not a mistake. For all your days are written in my book. I determined the exact time of your birth and where you should live. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I knit you together in your mother's womb. And I brought you forth on a day that you were born. I have been misrepresented by those who do not know me. I am not distant and angry, but am a complete expression of love. And it is my desire to lavish my love on you, simply because you are my child and I am your father. I offer you more than your earthly father ever could, for I am the perfect father. Every good gift that you received comes from my hand. For I am your provider and I meet all your needs. My plan for your future has always been filled with hope, because I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are countless as the sands on the seashore. And I rejoice over you with singing. I will never stop doing good to you, for you are my treasured possession. I desire to establish you with all my heart and all my soul. And I want to show you great and marvelous things. If you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. Delight in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. For it is I who gave you those desires. I am able to do more for you than you could possibly imagine, for I am your greatest encourager. I am also the Father who comforts you in all your troubles. When you are brokenhearted, I am close to you. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. One day I will wipe every tear from your eyes, and I will take away all the pain you have suffered on this earth. I am your father, and I love you. Even as I love my son Jesus. For in Jesus my love for you is revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you, not against you. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins. Jesus died so that you could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home, and I will throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I've always been Father, and always will be Father. My question is, will you be my child? I'm waiting for you. Our Father, our Father in heaven loves us so much that he sent his Son, his only begotten Son, he sent him here to this earth for you and for me, that we might be reconciled, that we might have a way to be forgiven of our sins, so that we could be made perfect and to be able to come unto the Father. For he loves us, and he wants us to be a part of his kingdom. And the only way that we can do that is through his Son and the forgiveness that is given unto us. There are many testimonies that have been given throughout time. There are testimonies that give us the idea and help us to enable us to work out our problems and the things that we need to do to be able to come on to our Father who art in heaven, and to be able to come into his presence. One testimony comes from Elder J.W. Wright. And keep in mind, this was August 18th and the 23rd. These will be two separate deals that I'm going to be reading, and they come from the Infallible Proofs. And the year is 1908. And what God has said to one, he has said to all. And keep this in mind. For time does not have a difference with God. It's only man that time has a difference to. This was an interpretation of tongues given through Elder J.W. Wright at Madison, Wisconsin, August 18th and 23rd, 1908. Thus saith the Spirit unto my people, the Spirit of peace manifested in your midst, and your humility before me is pleasing in my sight. The Spirit of peace that you feel in your midst is because of your humility. I am well pleased when my people are humble before me. It is needful that my people become more and more humble before me, and more faithful before me, and more careful concerning their acts and themselves as well. My people should be careful not to think or speak evil of another, and be less concerned with relation to the work of others. Be not overzealous concerning those who are investigating, and in the spirit of an unwise zeal, cause them to lose faith in the work. My people should seek wisdom in matters of this kind, and be not anxious as to such. As to those who are investigating, I have your prayers, and by the presence of my Spirit, now testify unto you that your prayers have been recorded before me. Continue to seek me, and I will lead you by my Spirit. But do not think that you shall be born again until ye have yielded obedience to my law. And then ye shall be able to see and comprehend my truth, as you can no otherwise do. Verily, many of my people have been tried with the cares of life and the afflictions thereof. But I have heard your prayers, and my spirit have so testified unto you. I will continue to hear and answer as you continue your prayers in faith. Be admonished not to turn from me to the world and its pleasures. Be not overcharged with the burdens of life. But put your trust in me, and I will not forsake you nor leave you alone. To one and to all, the command is to come up higher and still higher, that you may thereby be prepared to receive of my help and finally attain unto the glory necessary for all. Thus saith the Spirit, amen. In the 23rd, unto my people now assembled, what more can I say than to you I have said? Time and time again I have warned my people. I have told you of the storms and pestilence, of famines and trials that are to come upon the earth, and have warned my people that they should come out of the world, that they be not partakers of her plagues. Many of you now present will remember that I said unto you in times of past that my people come together from time to time and told their love for me, and separating, forgot the statement thus made. Having thus turned aside from the warnings thus given, and not having done as commanded, many of you have not been protected from the storms and dangers that have come upon the earth. Let my people know, and now be warned, and take heed thereto, if they would be protected by me. Come unto me in humility of heart, and be faithful unto the commandments that I have given unto you, and I will both bless and protect you. Thus saith the Spirit, I have watched over you in times past, and led you in ways that you knew not of. I have called you into service in my church, and inasmuch as you are faithful in qualifying thereunto, I will bless you indeed and further qualify you unto my service. Be faithful unto me. Remember that it is all depends upon your faithfulness in keeping my laws and commandments. As your privilege to go thus forth, be humble and faithful, and I will bless you unto the end. I have seen your energy and willingness in caring for the needs of my people. I have heard your prayers in times of discouragement. I've helped sustain you. Continue your faithfulness before me, and I will bless and sustain you. How close is that to us? And where we are at? God has made himself known to us many times and in many ways. He guides us through a course of events so that we can end up with an answer to our prayers. Things may not always go as we planned, and the answer that we receive might not always be the answer that we thought it would be, or in the way that we thought it should be. But everything that happens, happens with purpose. And that is to glorify God. Remember, all gifts that we have received, all good gifts that we have received come from Him. And God has made us a promise, as we find in John 8, 12. And spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have light of life. What can we do to find and to have the light of life? What are some of the things that we can do . We can find it in study and in prayer and in meditation, and we can find it as we are here today in the fellowship with our saints, fellow saints. And when we do the study and the prayer and the meditation, and to meet with our fellow saints, When we do these things, we are living our life the way Christ has taught us. And our obedience to things will create harmony. They will create harmony in our homes and our relationships with other people. We are strengthened by God. And we are strengthened through each other and the fellowship that we have with the saints of God. There is a transforming power that comes to us through that fellowship that we have with one another. But the catch is, for us to fully share in this, we must be participants and not just observers. We must be able to take an active participation beyond just mere observation. And that helps us attune to worship in the Spirit of God. There are some things that we can do that help us to prepare for worship, to coming unto our Lord and unto our Savior. And just a few of those things are a sincere desire to change our ways for God's way. Another thing would be scripture study. To study the scriptures and to learn them and to know what our Father in heaven has for us, to have them on our minds helps lead us to worship. Prayer and fasting. Pray always unto our Father. So that he may help you through the days of our lives. And daily devotions. Daily devotions to keep him on your mind and to keep him forefront in the things that you do. I know I'm sure that many of us fall short. But these are things that we as a people need to do if we are to go higher and higher and still more higher in the things that we do and the way we become as people to be able to come more to be able to come into the presence of God. If we have a true desire to follow God, we will be diligent in our testimony of Jesus Christ, having faith in God. I'm going through some of the things that I brought forward and adding just a little bit more to it. Let you know exactly what these things are, such as virtue. That's a moral excellence, a goodness, a righteousness, conformity of one's life, and conduct to moral and ethical principles, uprightness, rectitude. That's virtue. If we have that within us, that is one of the things that God would like to see in us. Knowledge. This comes from the mind and the will of God. The things that, in that soft-spoken voice, when He speaks to us, we need to be able to listen, and that gives us knowledge of the direction that we should go and the things that we should do. Temperance, which is being moderate in action, thought, or feeling, resistant. Patience. This can be a hard one sometimes. It's a state of endurance under difficult circumstances. How is your endurance this day? Godliness is a spiritual maturity. Brotherly kindness is being kind to one another. Add that together with love, it adds a focus to our spiritual maturity. And charity, which is the practice of expressing goodwill in giving. This is a goodwill of, because you want to give somebody something, because it is your desire to serve them and to give unto them. If we do it with resentment, then it profits us nothing. But when we give of our heart, and what we have to give, then we are doing what our Father in Heaven wants us to do, and that is to be able to serve one another. You may ask, how will preparation help me? We want to come to worship in anticipation of an experience with God. We want to anticipate that He will be there and that He will minister unto us, and that He will give us what we need to survive this world that we are in, that we might be able to come out from the world and take part of Him. I would like to read this time from Alma 16, starting with verse 237. And now, my beloved brethren, I desire that ye should remember these things, and that ye should work out your salvation with fear before God, and that ye should no more deny the coming of Christ, that ye shall contend no more against the Holy Ghost, but that ye receive it, and take upon you the name of Christ, that ye humble yourselves even to the dust, and worship God in whatsoever place ye may be in spirit and in truth. And in closing, I would like to read the everlasting covenant which God has given unto us, which is found in Genesis 9, starting with verse 21. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant which I made unto thy father Enoch, that when men should keep all my commandments, Zion should again come on the earth, the city of Enoch, which I caught up unto myself. And this is mine everlasting covenant, that when thy posterity shall embrace the truth and look upward, then Zion look downward, and all the heavens shall shake with gladness, and the earth shall tremble with joy. And the general assembly of the church of the firstborn shall come down out of heaven and possess the earth, and shall have place until the end come. And this is mine everlasting covenant, which I have made with my father Enoch. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will establish my covenant unto thee, which I have made between me and thee, for every living creature of all flesh that shall be upon the earth. May God bless you in your endeavors and in your trials. That you may be able to overcome those things which are placed within your path. That you may be able to become the people that God is looking for. That we may all strive for the celestial kingdom, which is the only kingdom that we should be striving for. And we have that ability only because God sent His Son to die for our sins.
Our service this morning by the singing of hymn number 284, I have found the glorious gospel.
Spirit is His blessing. This day as we leave this place, that we would continue to have your spirit that has already been dwelling with us. We'd continue to seek you out throughout the rest of the week and strive to better our lives that we might come closer to you. Pray that you would bless us with your spirit, that we might be able to spread it to others that we come in contact throughout this week. That you would watch over us and grant us safety as we go back to our homes and throughout the rest of this week. And I love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I hear you really have a good time.
Jesus.